Time for Czech Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Ladies Izzer Volleyball Challenge was held this past Saturday at the West Plains Civic Center with several area teams competing. With more on the end results, here's Harlan Hutchison.
It was a full day of volleyball Saturday at the Civic Center for the Izzer Volleyball Challenge, and ultimately it was Marshfield that prevailed of the 16 teams involved. It came down to the championship match between West Plains and Marshfield. West Plains won the first game of the match. Marshfield rallied to win the last two to claim the tournament championship. It was a great day for West Plains in particular. They won the first nine games they played on the day, but Marshfield had a little more in the tank at the end, and they claimed the championship of the tournament. West Plains wrapped up the tournament with an overall record now for the season at 7-3. Marshfield, the winner of the Izzer Volleyball Challenge Saturday at the Civic Center. At the Civic Center with the Izzers, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
The St. Louis Cardinals were on the field yesterday, and with more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and yesterday at Rogers Center in Toronto, it was more of the same old story. The Cardinals just did not hit. With runners in scoring position, 0-5, 2-27 for the three-game series, and the Blue Jays swept the Cardinals, winning yesterday's game 3-2.
Tough loss. The Cardinals actually out-hit the Blue Jays. A decent start by Miles Michaelis, who gave up a couple of runs. He hit a batter, then gave up a home run. Just that one bad inning. Steven Matz looked really good in his two innings of work.
Andrew Kittredge gave up a pinch hit single to George Springer, and then a double by Nathan Lucas brought in the winning run. Kittredge had looked sharp, but those two hits did him in.
Cardinals, again, are just not quite there. They've got some margin for error issues that they're dealing with, and again, if you're not hitting, you're not going to win anyway.
The Cardinals are back home to play seven games, the final seven of the regular season. It's Paul Skeens for the Pirates tonight against Andre Pallante. We're on the air at Busch Stadium at 5:50.
Tune in to 100.3 KUKU and News Talk Radio KWPM for all of the Cardinal baseball broadcast. Willow Springs Bears Golf Team fundraiser will be held Saturday, October 5th, a 10 a.m. shotgun start at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnot Municipal Golf Course. It's a two-person, 18-hole scramble, $100 per team. Sign-in will start at 9 a.m., and there's a sign-up sheet at the Pro Shop. West Plains Izzer volleyball fans and parents, Farmington will host the Class 4 District 1 volleyball tournament, and that district tournament window is October 22nd through the 29th. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Missouri Tigers both got wins over the weekend. The Chiefs defeated the Bengals on a game-ending field goal to get the win 26-25. The Missouri Tigers hosted Boston College Saturday and won 27-21. Hey, they're W's. They weren't pretty, but they're W's. That's Czech of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.